Oasis Audio presents Every Breath You Take by M.K. Gilroy. Read for you by Colleen Marlowe. Part 1. Betrayal can only happen if you love. John Le Carré. Chapter 1. Tuesday, September 4th, 9:59 p.m.
No. No. I'm not seeing what I'm seeing. I've never seen so much blood. This can't be him. What am I doing here? It was so stupid to come over. I just wanted to let him know how he made me feel. He was awful to me. He was awful to everyone. A user and abuser. To think I thought there might be something real between us. He was too damaged emotionally to have anything real with anybody. When I didn't hate him, I thought I might love him. But this was never supposed to happen. I just wanted him to be scared. Maybe this has nothing to do with me. And I don't think he would have killed him. Just scare him. That's all. Maybe someone else did. There were plenty who wanted him dead. I need to call the police. But how can I explain why I was here? And how I got in? Will they think I did this? They would have to. Why am I even asking? Of course they'll think I did it. Nothing looks right about me being here. There is no explaining it. But I can't just leave. What if he's not dead? I'm sure he is. It looks like his head is caved in. But what if he isn't? Now my mind is playing tricks on me. He is dead. There's blood on me. They're going to think I did it. I can't just leave, can I?
Unable to take in the wound, shattered bone, and blood, she bent over and vomited. She then backed away, closed his bedroom door behind her, and left.